Unit 4, Lesson 2, Part 1, Listening.
第一部分，听力。
1. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容，选出相应的图片。
1. When Linda was a little girl, her mom always told her bedtime stories. When Linda was a little girl, her mom always told her bedtime stories.
2. The Harry Potter film was on for the first time on November the 16th, 2001. The Harry Potter film was on for the first time on November the 16th, 2001.
3. Science fiction stories are Bob's favorite. He thinks they are interesting and exciting.Science fiction stories are Bob's favorite. He thinks they are interesting and exciting.
4. The Shepherd Boy and the Wolf teaches us one shouldn't tell lies. The Shepherd Boy and the Wolf teaches us one shouldn't tell lies.
5.From this instructive story, we can know one shouldn't have pity on bad people. From this instructive story, we can know one shouldn't have pity on bad people. 2. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。1. What do Mr. and Mrs. Smith teach?
Mrs. Smith teaches maths, and Mr. Smith teaches English.
Question. What does Mr. Smith teach? What do Mr. and Mrs. Smith teach?
Mrs. Smith teaches maths, and Mr. Smith teaches English.
Question. What does Mr. Smith teach? 2. How do you and your classmates come to school?
Let me see. Peter and Tom walk to school. Jane and Mary come by bus, but Alice and I come by bike.
Question. How does Jane come to school? How do you and your classmates come to school?
Let me see. Peter and Tom walk to school. Jane and Mary come by bus, but Alice and I come by bike.
Question. How does Jane come to school?3. What kind of ball games do you like best? Basketball, football, or table tennis?
It's hard to say. I think I like volleyball best. Shall we have a game now?
Sorry, I've a lot of homework to do.
Question. What is the girl going to do?
What kind of ball games do you like best? Basketball, football, or table tennis?
It's hard to say. I think I like volleyball best.Shall we have a game now?
Sorry, I've a lot of homework to do.
Question. What is the girl going to do?
4. Excuse me, how much is this coat?
$85.
Is there a smaller size?
Sorry, there isn't one like this.
Question. Where does this dialogue take place? Excuse me, how much is this coat?
$85.
Is there a smaller size?
Sorry, there isn't one like this.
Question. Where does this dialogue take place? 5. What are we going to do this Sunday?
What about going swimming in the lake?
I'm afraid it's too cold. Why not go to the zoo? There is a baby panda there.
All right.
Question. Where are they going this Sunday?What are we going to do this Sunday?
What about going swimming in the lake?
I'm afraid it's too cold. Why not go to the zoo? There is a baby panda there.
All right.
Question. Where are they going this Sunday?
6. Where have Jim and Kate gone?
To London. They have been there for 3 weeks.
Are they going to return soon?
No, they'll stay there for another week.
Question. How long will they stay in London? Where have Jim and Kate gone?
To London. They have been there for 3 weeks.
Are they going to return soon?
No, they'll stay there for another week.
Question. How long will they stay in London?
Seven. Is the school bag Tom's, Jack?
Which one?
The one under the desk, just beside the green one.
No, it's Mary's. Tom's is not yellow and red. His is blue.
Question. What color is Mary's school bag? Is the school bag Tom's, Jack?
Which one?
The one under the desk, just beside the green one.
No, it's Mary's. Tom's is not yellow and red. His is blue.
Question. What color is Mary's school bag?
Eight. What's wrong with David?
He has got a bad headache.
A headache? How come?
He went over his lessons the whole night. He was preparing for the exam.
Question. Why doesn't David feel so well now? What's wrong with David?
He has got a bad headache.
A headache? How come?
He went over his lessons the whole night. He was preparing for the exam.
Question. Why doesn't David feel so well now? 3. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容，符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。When David was young, he enjoyed playing football, and he was very good at it. But then he went and worked in a town, and there was no team for him there, so he stopped playing. Several months later, David began to get fat. He thought, I've stopped playing football, and now I'm getting fat. What shall I do? He thought about it for a few days, and decided that he should learn to play tennis.He had a few lessons, and then played for a few months. One day, David played tennis with a young girl. He played so badly that he was angry with himself. I've never played so badly as this before, he said. Oh, the girl said. You've played tennis before, haven't you? When David was young, he enjoyed playing football, and he was very good at it. But then he went and worked in a town, and there was no team for him there, so he stopped playing. Several months later, David began to get fat. He thought, I've stopped playing football, and now I'm getting fat. What shall I do? He thought about it for a few days, and decided that he should learn to play tennis.He had a few lessons, and then played for a few months. One day, David played tennis with a young girl. He played so badly that he was angry with himself. I've never played so badly as this before, he said. Oh, the girl said. You've played tennis before, haven't you?
4. Listen to the passage and complete the sentences.
听短文，完成下列句子。
Writing a book report is a great way to share books with your classmates. You should begin a book report with the title of the book and the name of the author. Then, you should briefly introduce the characters in the story. Next, you should try to tell about the events in the book, but be careful not to give away the ending.At the conclusion of the book report, you should tell whether or not you enjoyed the book, and why. By reading your book report, other students can get more information about the book and decide whether or not they would like to read it. 5. Writing a book report is a great way to share books with your classmates. You should begin a book report with the title of the book,and the name of the author. Then, you should briefly introduce the characters in the story. Next, you should try to tell about the events in the book, but be careful not to give away the ending. At the conclusion of the book report, you should tell whether or not you enjoyed the book, and why. By reading your book report, other students can get more information about the book and decide whether or not they would like to read it.